Now, you would have heard Eleanor McAvoy in the background. I blame you for the you're giggling. Eleanor McAvoy and Bill Shanley. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for taking the trip down. Listen, I'm just going to tell our listeners that you're in for a treat, because I had the pleasure to be in here reading the briefs when Eleanor and Bill were rehearsing, or just doing a sound check. They weren't even rehearsing. Just beautiful, beautiful music. So what are you going to sing for us first?
I'm going to sing a Sting song, Englishman in New York, because I'm not in New York and I'm not a man and I'm not English. I hope if we do a really good job that you'll do a cartwheel for us.
No, that's back pocket stuff. Yeah. You're on tour in June all over the country.
June and July and August, right. All over the country, yes. Yeah. So yeah. Cannot wait
And you're
to
just
get
back from Australia.
Just back from Australia, and it was an absolute blast. I don't know why, but I'm enjoying gigging like I've never enjoyed gigging in my life before. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, I think.
Go on, you have to be able to put words on it, Eleanor.
Well, I often thought, is it maybe because, you know, when you're younger, you've got, you know, ill parents and you've got children, stepchildren or whatever, and this, you know, you go on tour and you've got to cook a million meals and put them in the freezer, and you've got to organise school runs and all this kind of stuff. And now it's kind of, you know, there's a new freedom or something to the age I am now. And, you know. Yeah.
Our favourite song on the show, South Ann Street, I believe got a huge reception.
Oh my God, it did. It actually did. I got the equivalent of Ray Darcy in Sydney. Richard Glover played it. And I was on the studio doing it. And I left the studio and went off, was gigging to go to the Blue Mountains. And they got so many comments and phone calls in about it. They played it again at the end of the show, so I actually got to listen to myself as I was driving.
So they played the recording again
that I had just done. Yeah. And then of course they were singing it back to me at the gig, and I was thinking, it's so bizarre, you write a song about something so, you know, utterly specific, like McDade's Pub and Corner of Grafton Street and South Ann Street, and all these people who had never been to Ireland in their lives are singing these lyrics back to you, because music is universal, isn't it?
What you didn't mention in that was that, you know, there's a story about a couple who not teenage childhood sweethearts. Yeah. They're gone on their separate ways, and then they just happened to meet up again.
Yeah.
It's odd because we ran in Galway yesterday. We got rained out of it, but everybody left wet and smiling and happy. And I met two people, I can't remember their names, but they had been childhood sweethearts.
Aww.
And they're still friends, which I thought was nice. And your man said to me, well, you have to stay friends because Galway is so small. I suppose you could say the same thing about Ireland.
You're going to bump into
them.
Yeah, you certainly are.
So hopefully we'll have time for South Ann Street as well.
Okay.
But Englishman in New York,
okay.
Bill and Eleanor, when you're ready.
Okay. I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. Like my toast done on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. See me walking down Fifth Avenue.
Wow. What a beautiful version of a great song.
It's a fantastic song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful song. He's such a great songwriter.
He's underrated as a songwriter.
Thank you. This is exactly what I feel.
Now, more people are going to be exposed to the Sting songwriting, because I believe there's a musical based on Police songs. I think it's called Message in a Bottle.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to go.
I'm not mad about the whole musical thing.
Are you not?
Yeah, you take perfectly good songs and ruin them by putting them in an order they're not supposed to be in. You know what I mean? Sung by people who are kind of, you know, radio, you know, face mics and costumes.
I'm just thinking, like, there's Every Breath You Take, Don't Stand So Close to Me. I don't know how they're going to fit into Do 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 Da 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 Da. That's going to be a tricky one. It's funny, now that I say it, I'm just thinking on my feet here, but I'm from a family of nine, and the youngest, Joan, when she was born, we were all sort of teenagers and that, and she united the family, but that song was big at the time, Bill, and we all used to sing it to her, you know, Do 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 Da 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 Da. Yeah. Not his best lyric. Not his best lyric.
Sometimes you got to write to the rhyme instead of the idea. That's okay.
There you go.
EleanorMcAvoy.com.
EleanorMcAvoy.com. And as Eleanor said, on tour all over the place, June and July. Some of them are sold out, so tickets are going fast. I see you're in Offaly, you're in Limerick, Carrigan-Shannon, Newbridge, Dundrum, Wexford, Ballycotton, Baltimore, Emo, Gortini in Galway. Bangor sold out, so we won't mention that. And you're staying with us and you're going to sing it. Maybe a couple more songs. We'll see how it's going. For the moment, Bill and Eleanor, thank you so much. Thank you very much.